Up till a few years ago, an aged Frank Patrick would visit the Hinckley Fire Museum to tell wide-eyed kids his tale of survival, how the day went black as the great fire reached their cabin on Grindstone Lake, how his mother, beating flames from her dress, lifted the two kids into a boat and pushed out into the water, how the three of them, adrift amid roiling smoke and hissing cinders, cried for help, then saw it arrive in a birch bark canoe.
And out of the smoke and the flames came this Indian woman who rescued them, brought them back to her cabin. She wrapped the two children in blankets and kept them in water, gave them food and made them moccasins the next day because they'd lost their shoes.
Over time, Patrick's narrative, retold by museum director Jeannie Coffey, acquired the shimmer of folklore. The museum displayed a cinder-burned blanket, said to be that wrapped around the toddler Frank. Mrs. Patrick herself wrote an account of the event at the age of 85, but no one knew who the Indian woman was or where she went after the fire. Then last year, artist Steve Primo proposed a mural depicting the rescue. The idea set museum director Coffey on a search for the missing hero.
It was a bit like finding a needle in a haystack, but through census records, through some documentation at the Government Center in Mille Lacs, we do know that she was a Mille Lacs band member. She was an only child. Her full name was Makadegwan. Her English name, as we've now learned from her relatives, was Catherine Wadena McDonald.
In the shell of a creamery building across the street from the Hinckley Fire Museum, artist Primo is telling McDonald's story. His canvas is a 12 by 40 foot frame wall to be taken down and remounted on the community center a few blocks away. The work, nearly finished, is darkly radiant, almost stifling. Looking at it makes you loosen your collar.
The recounts of the day, basically, is it was black, black as any night. I mean, the lights were turned on in Duluth, as far as away as Duluth, because of the smoke. And people said if you were walking with somebody holding onto their hand, if you lost their grip, you couldn't find them or see them again.
The painting shows two young women and four blanketed children. McDonald had two of her own. Scared and determined, they stand in the black waters of Grindstone Lake beneath incandescent clouds. McDonald is shielding Frank Patrick, the smallest of the children. Steve Primo, himself Ojibwe, calls it a story of racial unity right for contemporary times.
There's a lot of misunderstandings between the two cultures. What interested me was just trying to reach out from a band member standpoint and give something to the community. One of the questions I keep asking is, why does great adversity have to show itself before two cultures come together?
Descendants of both families will be in Hinckley for the mural's unveiling. Beverly Breiter, McDonald's granddaughter, now living in California, says her grandmother moved from Hinckley to White Earth in the early 1900s, that she was midwife in more than 200 births while having 10 children with her husband. Breiter describes her grandmother as a strong woman who treated the sick with native medicines and spoke Ojibwe all her life. To Breiter's knowledge, McDonald never told the story of the rescue.
I have a feeling that she was the kind of lady that, no big deal. I didn't know a thing about it. I was shocked when my, I call him my Indian scout, cousin called me. He says, "You're going to be amazed at what I'm going to tell you." Because he said, "This is good news, Beverly."
When Catherine McDonald, Makadegwan, died in 1956, her funeral was one of the best attended in White Earth history. She'll be remembered again in Hinckley when the mural is unveiled. Leif Anger, Minnesota Public Radio.